Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network, 102.7 FM, Omaha Council Bluffs, Lincoln, and surrounding communities, 98.3 FM in Norfolk, and the new Spirit 91.5 FM in Grand Island. Touching a lot of people here in Nebraska, it's Spirit Mornings with Bruce McGregor. Chris McGregor is in Guatemala on a mission trip with Ishim, and also along on this mission trip from the Faith Formation Office here in the Archdiocese of Omaha, we have Omar Gutierrez. Omar, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Bruce.
How are you doing so far?
We're actually doing rather well. Everybody's going to stay healthy. It's just for a couple of colds, and we're just all blown away by the beauty of the country.
Right. So the vast majority of time so far has been spent traveling. Why don't you go ahead and recount that from your arrival in into Guatemala, and then I believe you're in Huehuetenango today before you leave for your next destination.
Yes, that's right. We've spent a good deal of time traveling on a bus, but we've had plenty of time to talk with the Ishim team here in Guatemala, get to know them a little bit and get to know each other. We've been interested in Antigua, older part of Guatemala, a former capital, we got to see the beauty of the country, the stunning countryside. And then, we're in Huehuetenango today, and we'll spend another night here before we go into a more rural part of the country, Cantabria area.
Now, you arrived in Antigua, you say, and then following that, quite a long bus trip to Huehuetenango, huh?
That's right. It was an awfully long ride, but like I said, the countryside here is just so remarkably lovely. And of course, it's much nicer to look at the green fields and mountains and even volcanoes than to look at 2.5 feet of snow in Omaha. Let's see that happens.
Well, the snow, I think, will still be here when you all get back, so... Omar, we'll keep it around for you. Omar, is what called you to this trip, and what are you looking forward to as a result of this mission?
Well, practically speaking, your wife called me to this trip. Chris had called me up, and she had gone before and talked to me about the trip. Father Damien Berline, who had been in contact with through various committee meetings, he was interested in having me along in light of my position with the Archdiocese, which is formation in the social doctrine of the Church. Through the vision for the Ishim project for the Archdiocese, it to encourage the notion of solidarity, which of course is one of the principles of the social doctrine of the Church. So that was my first invitation, but as persons explained to me the nature of the mission and the possibility that I could go, I could really hear the Spirit moving and really hear the Spirit telling me to seriously consider this. Of course, I'm on the phone with Chris, and I right away said I'm very interested, but of course I'm happy to have this my wife, because I'd be gone for a period of time from her, and we didn't know exactly whether or not that would be the most prudent thing. So when I brought it up to my wife, immediately she said, "We need to go." For me, that was clear voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to my wife that that's what needed to happen, I need to go. So there were practical things. The Holy Spirit certainly moving me and my wife. Also, the fact that my position as far as being involved with social doctrine. But in terms of what I was looking for from the trip or looking for at the goal, again, part of it is to understand this project. It's part of the Archdiocese of Omaha and it has been for a great long time. Something I should know about intimately, given my position. But these kinds of trips, these missions, are always a wonderful opportunity for us to express ourselves as individuals, as Christians, to face ourselves in situations where we need to trust others. We need to put our very selves in the hands of another person. If we experience the kind of vulnerability that the poor are forced to experience. And so as a goal, I guess my goal has been to place myself in the hands of God in a very real and concrete way by placing myself in the hands of the Guatemalan here, the Ishimera team here, with the fellow Americans who come down with us, in the hands of Father Damien Geraldine, and in the hands of the people that we'll be serving when we get to Central America.
Omar, tell us about the arrival in Antigua and some of the experiences that you've had already with the people in Guatemala.
Well, Antigua, as I said before, is sort of an older capital, they have a lovely cathedral there. It's called the Cathedral of Antigua. And we went to Mass yesterday to celebrate the ceremony of the baptism of the Lord. And the homily was really quite moving and remarkable. The homily, the rector of the cathedral, spoke about the same thing that you could hear in a church in Omaha. Not only the liturgy was somewhat the same, but even the homily was the same in the sense that it struck at the fundamental principles that we can all relate to regarding the spiritual life. The homily director spoke about the importance for us to listen. He noted how before Christ went off into his mission to proclaim the kingdom of God, he was baptized, and as the rector said, the importance of that baptism was to be able to hear his Father say that this is my Son and whom I'm well pleased. That he was doing, to be sure that he was doing God's will. And then Christ went into solitude and prayed. So the homily also involved the reality that we need to pray. We need to listen. We need to place ourselves at the feet of our Lord so as to be able to do the will of God. And that's a message that can be translated or transferred to any culture at any time for the Christian. As we've had various other talks, one of the leaders of the Ishim team here in Guatemala, a man named Carlos, came and he spoke, and one of the things he said and keeps saying is that we're all united in Christ. To me, it was interesting that here we hear a homily from the rector of the Cathedral of Antigua that you could imagine hearing in Omaha a message that is universal from the Christian to find the will of God in moments of prayer and silence and contemplation by placing yourself at the feet of the Father. And at the same time, we have a Guatemalan saying to us, reinforcing actually that notion that we're all the same in Christ. We were all baptized into the death and resurrection of Christ, as St. Paul says. And so as a result, then, we can spend time rather than on our differences, but on our similarities. And in some of the conversations I've had with the Guatemalans, they ask the same questions. What do? Do you have a family? Do you have kids? Did you name your kids? How old are they? The notion of solidarity, which the Ishim trip is trying to emphasize, really comes to the fore when you start interacting with the people here. So those have been my experiences thus far in coming to Antigua and here in Lowland Peninsula.
Well, Omar, I speak for all of us in saying thank you for responding to that call of the Holy Spirit, and we look forward to this mission trip unfolding and the many different ways I'm certain that God is going to touch you through those beautiful people in Guatemala.
Thank you very much.